Hi, this is Radio Kate, and appropriately enough, I am at the first night of the Radio Festival here in Salford Keys, and I've grabbed Adam Bowie from Absolute Radio for a moment. He's doing a session tomorrow called, go on, you give the title.
It's called Sexy Screen, But Where's the Radio?
Which is, you know, interesting, given that I've got a shiny smartphone in my hand, which does have a sexy screen, I'm not sure it has a radio. So, what's your answer to that question?
Well, it does have a radio, doesn't it? It's called your radio applications. And I'm going to be defending, if you like, saying what commercial radio, putting the commercial radio case for what we're doing in areas like on the mobile phone and what things we can bring to it. So I'm looking at interactivity, the fact that there's a return path, the fact you can tag music, that you can communicate direct with the DJs using Twitter, Facebook, whatever, from inside the applications. And just exploring some of those things. We'll also be looking at what the car market's doing. There's someone from BMW, whose name I immediately forget, so that's not very professional of me. But we'll be looking at what they can do with some of their amazements that they've got in cars. And they're looking for radio to do something interesting on those screens. And so that's going to get into, I guess, a bit of radio DNS, radio VIRs. And, you know, if depending on whether these cars are hooked up to the internet, how we can do that stuff, whether we can pull it through on DAB and so on. So we're in a session talking about that kind of thing.
Okay, now bearing in mind that not everybody that listens to my audio booths is necessarily such a radio geek as I am, when you say tagging music, that's a good one to start on. What do you mean by that?
Okay, so if you're listening to the radio and you hear a song and you just want to know what it is, you want to buy it, that's a question of finding a button on the radio or on the touch screen of the device you're using and pressing a button and recording that. So it might be saving it for later, it might be telling you immediately and presenting you with opportunities to buy it and download it. It's all those things. Also, importantly in the commercial world, it's to do with advertising. You hear an ad that's relevant to you and you want to learn more, how about some instant feedback? You press a button, you can get sent more date information, you can be led to a website, a mobile version of the website.
So instead of scrabbling around for a pen before the advert finishes to try and get that phone number, you just press a button and it's all there?
Exactly that. I was in the US a couple of weeks ago and listening to a bit of commercial radio, and it was very entertaining to hear them repeat the phone number five times still in their 30-second copy. This is still going on. We're 2010.
Meanwhile, you're driving your car going, I can't write it down.
But that's okay because he's shouting at you five times, and by the end of that, it's just a stream of numbers. So how about you just press the button in a relaxed way, and then when you log on at home or you look back at your device, in the same way you Shazam, I mean, we all know, I think now Shazam works, and that's what we're talking about, using that kind of technology to feedback to radio, to learn about what you're listening to, be it music, speech, advertising, whatever.
Well, this is all quite clever stuff, but how are you going to make your average radio listener know that it exists? Because nowadays, so many people are using smartphones, laptops, all sorts of devices. Why are they going to bother to learn about new things on an old technology?
I think because they want to. I mean, radio hasn't lost its popularity. And actually, smartphones are offering us a real opportunity in that particular medium. We're all updating our phones at an incredible pace, really. Every 18 months, 24 months, whatever your length of your contract is, exactly that. But you are getting new phones pretty regularly, probably more frequently than you're getting new many other devices. You know, it's new TVs, new computers even. So the fact is that as you update this technology and you begin to move towards a smartphone environment where you're able to download the app of your favourite station or stations and get access to this kind of functionality, means that even the average person who's not fully au fait with some of this technology at the moment may well be in a very brief period of time. I mean, you only have to look at how 60 to 24 year olds use things like Facebook on their phone and the vast increase in use of those social networks. You know, they weren't doing it 5 years ago. They couldn't afford to. They didn't know how to. They do now. People learn as they find the need to. As long as we can make radio relevant and keep radio relevant to 15, 24s and young people, but older people as well, then they will adopt this technology. And if we make it easy to use, they will come.
So, I mean, smartphones, it's something that everybody, well, certainly the younger generation, they all aspire to have the best, the latest, the newest, the shiniest, biggest screen, whatever. What about DAB radios? Have we left those behind now? You can do all this stuff with your phone. Why do you need one?
No, I don't think we haven't left DAB at all. I mean, what we're seeing is, I mean, the high end now, we've got the Pure Sense here. It's been around for about a year, and it's doing a great job. I'm looking forward to seeing that technology float down into some cheaper products. That's still a high-end product. I want to see it in... once we get it into a £30, £50 average DAB radio, then that's there. I mean, that, you know, the return path does require internet built in. I think Radio Player offers an awful lot of potential to grow what, you know, the current 2.9% is the number that the amount of listening currently that's done via the internet. And as radios have this technology built in, you know, that includes DAB, and that means that maybe receiving your signal via broadband but having feedback functionality via IP, DAB does not have to be left behind. So in some cases, just listening is fine. In other cases, listening, storing up, waiting till you get home, waiting till you dock might be a way forward. You know, there's lots of opportunities there. Technology...
Hey, isn't that not just what podcasts and iPlayer and Radio Player are going to do?
They can do, and they do, but actually getting that feedback loop is still really important. It's telling people, it's giving you additional information about what your listeners are doing. It's giving you revenue opportunities. I'm coming from a commercial side, folks. I am going to be looking to make some money off this stuff. But it's also, it's creating a little bit more, it's closing the loop. It's closing the loop. Sorry, I keep saying that.
So one last question. I mean, you say you're coming from a commercial side. There's a limited amount of money that you can throw at this in order to make it commercially viable. But there are so many different things. I mean, you've got the App Store for iPhone. You've got the Ovi Store for Nokia. You've got whatever it is, the Android shop.
Marketplace.
There we go. See, there's so many. I can't remember the name
of them. Free World.
Yeah. Well, are you making different apps for each of those, or are you just going to go for whichever seems the most popular at the time, you know, be it iPhone, Android, or whatever? How do you make sure you cover all those platforms?
That's a good question. We do have to cover our bases, and there's a cost involved in that because, you know, at the moment we're looking at developing at least 4 versions of every app, and actually we didn't mention there Windows Mobile 7, which is around the corner, if not now. So there are a lot of versions, and that does mean a certain amount of technology. We just have to monitor the marketplace, see where the usage is coming from. I think at the moment the growth is really in Android because iPhone obviously is the breakthrough device, but Android is the one that's growing fastest because it's more of an open operating system. We just need to, you know, take stock of that. And it's like everything we do, you know, we have got limited funds. We can't invest in absolutely everything, so we just need to take a gauge and make our decisions accordingly and cut our cloth accordingly. You know, hopefully there will be some kind of cross-platform technologies that will become available. It's interesting what Apple's done recently, allowing a few more applications to come through that were developed in cross-platform programming languages. I think that's probably the way we're going to need to go about that.
So future of radio in one word, if that's completely impossible, but go on.
Well, it's probably digital.